Anthrax spores continue to be found here in the Washington, D.C. area. A postal facility in northwest Washington was closed yesterday, and so was another near Dulles International Airport in Loudoun County, Virginia, after traces of anthrax spores were detected. Public health officials are beginning to admit that they have underestimated just how fast anthrax spores can spread through the mail system. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Investigators were surprised when mail handlers first came down with anthrax. They were even more surprised to find people getting sick in mailrooms far from the original source of anthrax contamination. And they are completely at a loss to explain how one New Jersey woman got cutaneous anthrax and a New York woman has gotten inhalation anthrax, even though neither worked in a mail facility. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health spoke yesterday.
Up to yesterday, there was no evidence at all that there could be or is an individual in which there might be the reasonable question, did they get infected from a piece of mail that went to their home?
Public health experts were surprised because they just could not imagine that a small amount of anthrax could spread so far. Anthrax has shown up in over a dozen places around Washington, D.C., even though there's only evidence of one letter filled with spores. Some investigators still cannot believe that a single letter could be the cause of so much contamination. But that may be because they've forgotten just how small and abundant microorganisms are.
The numbers game with microorganisms is almost incredible.
Mary Gilchrist is a lab director at the University of Iowa. She says, just remember that billions and billions of anthrax spores can fit into a few teaspoons of powder. Those spores are small enough to fit right through the pores in a paper envelope. So a small fraction of those microbes could have been squeezed out of the original letter in processing. Spores might have rained down on other letters, which were then sent off to distant mailrooms. That'd be enough to set off anthrax detectors all around the city.
When you get to numbers up in the range of 10 billion, 100 billion organisms, what you can do with those is quite fantastic because you can, say, distribute into 1,000 rooms 10 million organisms each. And we're talking about the amount of material that would easily be contained within an envelope.
Experts just don't know whether anthrax spores can pass from letter to letter, but in theory there could be enough little microbes out there to drop millions of spores in lots of buildings. The question is, can letters carry these microbes all over the place? The only way to find out might be to run an experiment, to take a letter filled with spores, run it through a mail sorter, and see if spores that leak out can indeed spread from letter to letter. But Jeffrey Copeland of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says his agency is not able to do that research.
We are largely doing outbreak investigation right now, which is that our laboratories are hard at work on characterizing the virus, identifying where there are positive exposures in the environment, et cetera.
Investigators are clearly frustrated that they cannot get out in front of this disease, and the ability of these spores to spread to unexpected places may continue to thwart their efforts. Tests can pick up minuscule amounts of anthrax, so microbiologist Charles Atlas of the University of Louisville says we will hear more anthrax alarms going off.
I think we're going to see hot spots or be able to detect anthrax spores for the foreseeable future, except in those areas that we truly decontaminate. Then we'll eliminate them. But otherwise, we're likely to find some spores out there for a long time to come.
There is a final mystery here. Investigators had always assumed that it took thousands upon thousands of spores to actually cause inhalation anthrax. Now that the disease is showing up far away from the source of anthrax contamination, they're having to re-examine that assumption. It may be that under the right circumstances, trace amounts could cause illness. Just another way in which everything experts thought they knew about this microbe is turning out to be slightly wrong. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.